every answer was true. That is not the way I give true false tests. Okay. You have to think about my true false answers, because when you think it's true, it might be false. When you think it's false, it might be true. No, it's not. Such as an object traveling with constant speed in a circle is accelerating. What would you answer that? That is true because it's changing its direction, right? And acceleration is either a change in speed or a change in direction. So if you're traveling at constant speed in a circle, you are accelerating. So I'd ask questions like that. Because you see constant speed, that can't be accelerating. But if you're traveling in a circle, it is. So that's how I ask my true false question. Does everybody have a Quizmas? A Merry Quizmas? Okay. All right, we're going to go over these in just a few minutes. But let me begin our time in prayer. Father, we thank you that you've given us your truth, that we do not walk in darkness, but we walk in the light of your word. And we pray that you would grant to us wisdom and understanding, even as we have a bit of fun in taking a quiz this morning. I pray that it be instructive to all of us, and that we would rejoice in the birth of our Savior who came to die for his people. And we thank you that we have salvation in him and in no other. It's in his name we pray. Amen. Okay, if you've had time to start this, that's fine. If you haven't, we will answer them as we go along. You can raise your hand if you think it's true or if you think it's false. Okay, circle the T if the statement is true, or the F if the statement is false. Now, how are we going to determine whether it's false? Any controversy will be settled by clear reasoning or the scriptures. Anything that says we do not know for sure should be marked false. Or the scriptures don't exactly say, then it should be marked false, okay? You understand? All right, number one, Jesus' mother's name was Mary. How many think that's true? You are correct. Mary was found to be with child before she and Joseph had come together. How many think that's true? You are correct. Joseph was a righteous man. How many think that's correct? You are correct. Joseph thought about divorcing Mary. How many think that's true? You are correct. The angel Gabriel spoke to Joseph. How many think that's true? You are incorrect. That is false. An angel spoke to Joseph, but his name's not given. And it said, if the scriptures don't say, the answer is false. So number five is false. Number six, Joseph was a descendant of David. How many think that's true? You are correct. Joseph was a descendant of David. That's how Jesus got his right to rule in David's stead. Number seven, Joseph feared to take Mary as his wife. How many think that's true? You are correct. Joseph did fear, because the angel said, do not fear to take Mary as your wife. So he must have been afraid, right? Okay, number eight. Mary was told to name the child Jesus. How many think that's true? That's false. Joseph was told to name the child Jesus. Mary was told the name of the child would be the Son of God or the Son of the Highest. But she was not told to name him anything. Number nine, the conception of Jesus was a fulfillment of Scripture. How many think that's true? You are correct. Number 10, the translation of Jesus is God with us. How many think that's true? Emmanuel is God with us. Jesus means Yahweh saves, right? Why was he given the name Jesus? Because he would save his people from their sins. Number 11, three magi or wise men came to Jerusalem. I mean, think that's true. Okay, so how many think that the three wise men came to Jerusalem? We don't know how many. That's what we were arguing. But then, did they go to Jerusalem or Bethlehem? You know, that could have been argued as well. But the answer is false because we don't know how many wise men. Yeah, there are some trick questions in here, so be careful. Read it carefully. Number 12, the Magi wanted to worship the King of the Jews. How many think that's true? You are correct. They did want to worship the King of the Jews. Number 13, Herod was delighted and wanted to worship the King of the Jews also. How many think that's true? No, that's false. The chief priests and the scribes were clueless about where the Christ or Messiah was to be born, as they were with most of Jesus' life. How many think that's true? No. That's false, because the chief priest knew exactly where he was supposed to be born. They said in Bethlehem, right? They knew exactly. So this is one thing they were not clueless on. Number 15, Joseph was commanded by the angel to keep Mary a virgin until Jesus was born. How many think that's true? Nope. The angel didn't tell Joseph he had to. Joseph chose to keep her a virgin. Yeah, that's what it says. Number 16, the star that the Magi saw stood directly over the house where Jesus was. How many think that's true? Nope, it doesn't say it stood over the house. It just said it stood over where Jesus was, which may have simply meant that it stood over Bethlehem in general. Not only that, they've been moved out for a couple of years, right? Jesus was an infant when the Magi saw him. How many think that's true? No, he was a child, right? He was a little toddler, right? What? Okay. Number 18, Joseph was warned by Gabriel to leave Bethlehem and flee to Egypt. How many think that's true? It wasn't. Well, we don't know. It just says an angel warned him in a dream, right? Doesn't have its name. So we can't say he was warned by Gabriel. So 18 is false. Number 19, the return of Joseph, Mary, and Jesus from Egypt was a fulfillment of Scripture. How many think that's true? Yes, it was. Out of Egypt, I have called my son, right? Hello? All right, you can have that one if you put that one as false or true. I think that's you can't fool me. I know there's no sanity clause. Okay, number 20. The killing of every child 2 years and younger by Herod was a fulfillment of Scripture. How many think that's true? Yes, it's fulfillment of Jeremiah, right? Rachel and her children was weeping for her children. 21, Joseph was told by Gabriel to return to Israel from Egypt. We think that's true. Okay, I think we got the idea that Joseph was talking to an angel, but we don't know his name, right? Oh, a lot of these are true. Yeah, it will be. Okay, number 22, Joseph was warned not to settle in Galilee when he returned from Egypt. How many think that's true? He knew that Archelaus was reigning in his father Herod's place, so Joseph himself chose not to go to Galilee, but to go where? Nazareth. Number 23, Joseph settling in Nazareth after returning from Egypt was a fulfillment of Scripture. How many think that's true? Yeah, what's the scripture? He shall be called a Nazarene. Where in the Bible does it say that Christ would be called Nazarene? I have no clue. But he's talked about being rejected and all kinds of things where Nazarene was a low life and that kind of thing. So Jesus was not looked upon favorably, and that's how it's a fulfillment of Scripture. But I don't think that there's a precise Scripture that says that Jesus would settle in Nazareth. But it is a fulfillment of Scripture because it says so. Number 24, we're skipping out of Matthew and going to Luke. Elizabeth was a descendant of Aaron. How many think that's true? You are correct. It is true. Zacharias was a descendant of Aaron. How many think that's true? Yeah, he has to be, right? He was the priest, right? He has to be a descendant of Aaron. Elizabeth was a righteous woman. How many think that's true? You are correct. Zacharias was a righteous man. How many think that's correct? You are correct. Number 28, Zacharias was chosen by lot to light the menorah. How many think that's true? No. Why?
They didn't have menorahs until after the Maccabees.
Well, this is after the Maccabees. Yeah, he was asked to burn incense is the problem. When they asked to light the menorah. Number 29, Gabriel brought news to Zacharias that he would have a son. Let me think that's true. Yes, it does say Gabriel here. So, Linda, you are correct. One of these with Gabriel has to be true, and that's one of them. Number 30, Zacharias was afraid when he saw Gabriel. How many think that's true? Yes, because Gabriel said, don't be afraid. So he had to be afraid if the angel says he's not supposed to be. 31. Gabriel told Zacharias that he would have a son and name him John. Let me think that's true. You are correct. That is true. Number 32. Zacharias was made deaf because he did not believe Gabriel. How many think that's true? No, he was made mute. Mute or dumb? No. Is mute and dumb the same thing? Okay. Number 33, John took away the disgrace that belonged to Elizabeth. How many think that's true? You are correct. Because Elizabeth said, God has looked with me in favor and has taken away my disgrace. Now, how was her disgrace taken away? She was going to have a son. Mm-hmm. In that sense, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Number 34. Gabriel told Mary that she would have a baby. How many think that's true? Yep, that's another one that's true with Gabriel. It does say Gabriel came to Mary and told her that she'd have a baby. 32, No. We're going backwards, aren't we? 35, Mary was told not to be afraid by Gabriel. How many think that's true? That is, every time the angels appeared, they said, don't be afraid. So they must have been afraid. 36, Zacharias was told not to be afraid by Gabriel. How many think that's true? Yes, Gabriel spoke to Zacharias and told him not to be afraid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30 and 36 go together. You're right. Zacharias was afraid when he saw Gabriel, and Gabriel told him not to be afraid. 37. Gabriel told Zacharias that his son would be great. How many think that's true? Yes, John was going to be a great man. Gabriel told Mary that her son would be great. How many think that's true? Yes, Jesus was going to be a great man as well. And it says specifically, your son will be great, in two different verses. One referring to John speaking to Zacharias, one referring to Jesus when speaking to Mary. 39, Jesus and John were relatives because Zacharias and Joseph were relatives. How many think that's true? The mothers were relatives, not the fathers. The fathers couldn't be relatives, could they? Because one was from the tribe of Levi and one was from the tribe of Judah, so they couldn't be relatives. Number 40, John leaped in Elizabeth's womb when he heard Mary's voice because he was filled with the Spirit. How many think that's true? Nope. Elizabeth was filled with the Spirit. John, it never says John the Baptist was. Not at that time, anyway. What?
It does say another place that he was filled with the Spirit from his mother's womb.
Okay, if you can show me that, I'll accept it. But it has to be from clear reasoning or the Scriptures, or we're not going to accept it. But this is how all my true false, all my quizzes went. If a student could show me I was wrong, I gave him the points back. Okay. Number 41, Mary recognized her need for a Savior. How many think that's true? Yes. She rejoiced in God, her Savior, right? Number 42, Mary considered herself as a bondslave of the Lord. That's true. She said it. And she said it to the angel Gabriel, and she said it in her prayer, her Magnificat. 43, Mary rode a donkey to Bethlehem. How many think that's true? Nope, it doesn't say what she rode. Just says she went to Bethlehem. Number 44, Mary was great with child when she and Joseph made the trek to Bethlehem. I mean, that's true. Nope, it just says she was with child. It doesn't say she was great with child. She may have been 1 month pregnant. Okay, I'll give you that one. Don't have time to argue. What?
She was
that's what Tom just said. And you can have it as well. Mm-hmm. Child would be great, so Mary was great, and she was with child. So, yeah, okay. Number 45, I think, Mary wrapped Jesus in cloths after he was born. How many think that's true? Yes, that's true. Swaddling clothes or cloths. Number 46, Gabriel appeared to the shepherds. I mean, that's true. Nope, this is another illustration of where an angel appeared to the shepherds, but we don't know if it was Gabriel or not. Number 47, the angel who appeared to the shepherds told them not to be afraid. How many think that's true? You are correct, that is true. 48, many angels appeared with first angels to sing to the shepherds. How many think that's true? No, the angels weren't, they do sing, but they weren't singing at this time. Says they just said it, right? 49, the shepherds immediately obeyed the angels and what they commanded. How many think that's true? No, the angels didn't command anything. They just said, today is born for you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And they said, well, let's go down and see this wonderful thing that they talked about. But they were not told that they had to, so there was no commandment there. Number 50, the shepherds and the wise men followed the same star to find Jesus. How many think that's true? No, these events were 2 years apart, right? So they couldn't have been following the same thing. Did you get a quiz, Tom? Okay, you need to get a quiz. And I want to wish you a Merry Quizmas. I know. We're on number 50. What? 51. Mary nodded at the little drummer boy that he should play for Jesus. How many think that's true? Nope, that's not true. Thought I'd throw in a clever one. Drew, you have a quiz? Merry Christmas to you too, Mary. Okay, number 52. Right? Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day. How many think that's true? But does the Scripture say it? Yes, it does. It does say Jesus was circumcised on the eighth day. So, and at that time they gave him the name of Jesus. So yeah, he had to be circumcised the eighth day because he kept the whole law, right? And the law was kept for him by his parents when he was 8 days old. But it does say it. Number 50 what? 3. Mary and Joseph went to Jerusalem from Bethlehem when Jesus was a baby. How many think that's true? Yes. Because Mary had to offer the sacrifice of 2 turtle doves. Yeah, Anna and Simeon. No, he wasn't, because Mary had to offer the sacrifice and go through the purification. And when you had a baby boy, how long was that? That was 7 days after it was born. If it was a baby girl, it would be 14 days after, right? So Mary was keeping the law on behalf of Jesus. She offered the sacrifice, 2 turtle doves. She went to Jerusalem to offer this. 54, is that right? Mary and Joseph went to Egypt from Bethlehem when Jesus was a baby. No. They went because they were warned by the wise men Joseph is warned in a dream, and Jesus was a child or a toddler at that time. Number 55. Jesus' face was radiant when he was born because he came to save his people by his grace. How many think that's true? No, I say that's not true. 56. All was calm the night Jesus was born. I have no idea. Couldn't say whether it was or wasn't. We'll see whether it was. The song says it was calm, but the song may or may not be true. It was calm somewhere, right, okay? It was calm somewhere. There got to be some wilderness piece of grass where it was calm. Mary wasn't calm that night. Was Jesus born at night? Does it say? I don't know. 57. Joseph kept Mary as a virgin after the birth of Jesus perpetually. This is for your Catholic friends out there. No, he didn't. Jesus had many half-brothers. Okay, the shepherds quaked at the presence of Jesus when they saw him. How many think that's true? No, it's not. They quaked at the presence of the angels. And they had a radiant light coming from them. Why would they have been afraid of the angels? Ever read the book of Revelation? God's judgment is always accompanied by angels. Angels come in and reap the harvest and all kinds. Man, they were afraid that they were going to die. That's why they had to be told. But Jesus, no, they do not. The shepherds quaked at the presence of Jesus. Jesus looked like what? Any normal baby. How would they know that it was Jesus then? How would they know that that was their Savior? They would find the baby wrapped in cloths, lying in a manger. That's how they knew it was a Savior. Not because he looked different. Number 59, Jesus is born a Savior. Yes, he was. Number 60, he was born a Savior. Because it says, this day in the city of David is born for you a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. Number 60, the shepherds were lying down when the angel appeared to them. It doesn't say that the song does, but the scriptures don't. 61, Jesus was born the King of Israel. Yes, the song says so, and it is true. 62, the shepherds looked up and saw a star. No, they did not. They saw an angel, right? The star the shepherds saw was shining in the east. Weren't there stars? It doesn't say they did. Okay, clear read. All right, I give you that one. That's pretty bad, though. Okay, nevertheless. Okay, so let's ask this question since Diane thinks that the shepherds looked up and saw a star. The star the shepherds saw was shining in the east. Right. They didn't see a star. There was no star shining in the east. Pretty bad. Number 64, the star which the shepherds saw shone through the day and night. They didn't see a star, so it can't be true. But according to Diane and our pastor here, did the star which the shepherds saw shine through the day and night? No. 65, the wise men were led by the same star which the shepherds saw. According to me, they didn't see a star, so the answer's false, but I don't know what Diane and our pastor have to say about that one. '66. Angels moved in such a way so as to touch harps of gold the night Jesus was born. Yeah, it's true according to the song, but not according to the scriptures. I don't know what angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold mean at all. Okay, number 67. We're getting a little crazy out there. Jesus never cried as a baby. It doesn't say that in the Bible. It doesn't say he didn't cry. It doesn't say he did or didn't, so you can answer that either way. But I would say he did because he was a baby. He was a normal human being. He cried to let his mom know he was hungry or his diaper need changed. Okay, 68. We are never commanded nor encouraged or instruction or example to celebrate the Lord's birthday in the scripture. True. 69. Jesus was born on or around December 25th, according to the scriptures. Nope. We are encouraged in the scriptures to go to Bethlehem, as did the wise men, to celebrate the birth of our God and King. Really? Okay. That one's false also. The night wind communicated to a little lamb that a star with a tail as big as a kite was dancing in the night. Absolutely wrong on that one, but the song says that's what happened. Do you hear what I hear? Do you see what I see? A star? No. Bethlehem was lying still the night Jesus was born. We don't know. There's no calmness mentioned. What? That's a good question. I don't know. The song says that the wise men saw the star from the east and followed that same star. So the star would have to be in the west, right? Right. I agree. Exactly. Number 73. Who said there is no room for him in the inn? Nobody did. There's no innkeeper in the Bible. There's no inn in the Bible, which we will see in a minute. I will explain that in a minute, but there was no inn in the Bible. I'll explain that in a minute. What does Noel mean? It means Christmas. Number 75, what is meant by a night that was deep? I don't know either. 76, what does angels bending near the earth mean? What, they're standing up and they sort of bend to touch their harps of gold? I don't know what that means. Okay, number 77, what does field and fountain mean? The earth and the sea? Okay. Is that how the wise men came? They came by earth and sea? But that's what it says in the song. 78, what does above thy deep and dreamless sleep mean? And who had a deep and dreamless sleep? Was that the Lord Jesus or Bethlehem? I don't know. Okay, so now we come to some very important questions that we need to answer very importantly. Why? The Magi came to worship the King of the Jews, right? But the Magi were what? Babylonians. They were Gentiles, right? So why were these Gentiles coming to worship the King of the Jews? Now, that's interesting. Include who probably influenced him and how he may have done so. Daniel may have influenced him. How might he have done so? Yeah. Well, I need the specifics. How might Daniel have influenced these Magi to come worship the King of the Jews? Yeah, he saved them from getting their head cut off. What did Daniel tell Nebuchadnezzar was his dream? They saw a statue whose head was gold, whose arms and chest were silver, whose torso was bronze, and whose feet and legs were iron. And then what happened? A rock. Where'd it come from? Nope. Don't know. Wasn't cut out from anywhere. Hit the statue. The statue did what? Disintegrated. What happened to the rock? It spread over all the earth. Now, what does that mean about that rock? It means that there's coming one who is the what? King of the Jews, who is King of the whole world. That's why the Magi came to worship Jesus. Because the King of the Jews, they understood that the King of the Jews was the King of the world. And that the King of the Jews was their King as well. How did they know? Well, I'm sure. You see, I'm of the persuasion that Daniel explained it to him. The true false were supposed to be done by clear reasoning or the scripture, not the short answer. These are my opinions.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So Nebuchadnezzar said so, okay? But we're going to get into some other ones that are my opinions, and they're just my opinions, and that's all we're going to say. Number 80, why did the wise men go to Jerusalem before they went to Bethlehem? This is a three-part question. You've got to answer all three parts. Number one, you must explain what must have happened and why they chose Jerusalem to look for their king. Those are the first two parts. And the third part is, then explain what happened next that gave the wise men joy. So what must have happened to cause the wise men to go to Jerusalem? Now, this is just my opinion. Yes?
Jerusalem was a seat of government for the area. So mm-hmm.
Okay, they expect to find the king there. So what must have happened for them to expect to find the king in Jerusalem when he was in Bethlehem? The star must have faded, or the star must have disappeared in some way, right? So the star disappears. The wise men are coming to Israel to worship the king of the Jews. They come to Jerusalem thinking that's the normal, natural place for the king of the Jews to be born. But they ask, where's the king of the Jews supposed to be born? What were they told? Bethlehem. Then they saw the star again. That's what gave them great joy as they headed toward Bethlehem. So they're coming from the east to the west. They see this star. And then it must have disappeared. And then it reappears when they get from Jerusalem down to Bethlehem. What kind of star is that? It's supernatural, but I don't think it's that supernatural. The Shekinah glory just stopped shining for them. Left them alone, then showed up again. I know that that's a legitimate and a very popular understanding. I think it was a regular star. And I've heard the explanation why it was a regular star. And when you see that video on YouTube about the Bethlehem star, you will agree with me. I guarantee it. Because it's the only thing that makes sense. The guy said something like there are 13 things that this star, this Bethlehem star, has to match. Shekinah glory doesn't match all 13. Matches most of them, but not all 13. Or however many statements are made about the star. But this guy's theory matched every one of them perfectly. And what they said it was Jupiter was moving back and forth through the constellation Leo. And Jupiter would have been thought of as a star, even though it's a planet, I know. But Jupiter is what? The king of the planets, right? It's the biggest thing in the sky, not the brightest, because Venus is brighter, but it's the biggest thing in the heavens. Just a second, let me explain. And when the Earth passes in front of a planet that's behind it, that planet appears to go back and forth through the night sky. Do you understand what I'm saying? Because if I have all the stars, say, back on the back wall, and I have the Earth going around the Sun here, and I have Jupiter going around the Sun here, then when the Earth passes Jupiter, it appears that Jupiter goes back and then forward, right? Compared to the back wall. Called, I forgot what it's called. Anyway, you have the king planet traveling through the king constellation, and that's what they knew was the star. So they head for Jerusalem. So they head for Jerusalem. They have to either go up a hill or down or something. They lost a star. Then when they head toward Bethlehem, they see it again. This guy explains it all with this. He said, we could never have learned all this unless we had had these computerized star programs. That's what gave him the clue. And he said he looked in the year zero and he couldn't find anything that was special. Then he went back to the year 5 BC or 7 BC and he saw this thing where Jupiter was going through Leo through this retrograde motion due to the Earth's travel. He said that was it. Oh, I do. I agree. I agree 100%. That's why the guy ends the thing, and I had chill bumps when he ended. He said, God had planned this from the beginning of time. He had planned on Jupiter doing this to the Earth's observers, and he had set it all in motion from the beginning of creation so that wise men would come from a far country to worship the King of the Jews. And I just got goosebumps all over the place. Okay, Tom?
I'm going to read a lot between the lines. Mm-hmm. But the wise men came from Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Above the desert and come down.
Mm-hmm.
And if the star guided them that way, then they would come to Jerusalem first, because Bethlehem was south of Jerusalem.
Correct.
So they would have naturally gone into Jerusalem, mm-hmm, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God had that planned out.
I do too. But I think they lost the star somewhat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It
was very special. That's what I was trying to say. Okay, so now, number 81. Why was Zechariah rebuked for his unbelief, but Mary wasn't?
Because God looks at the heart, and he went, how can that be?
Yeah.
And she said, the Lord knows.
Yeah.
And she said, I've never known a man.
Mm-hmm. I think Mary was more humble in that sense, yes, but I think there's another reason. Who? Yeah, she believed what he said, but I think there's another reason. Zacharias had an example. Who was his example? Abraham, right? Abraham was 100 years old, and Sarah was 90 years old when Abraham had a son, but they still had a son by normal, natural means, right? Mary, on the other hand, was having a son by no means ever before or since, right? So she just asked, how can this be? I haven't known a man. She's just asking information. Zacharias was doubting. Okay, now, number 82, we finally get to it. We got a few minutes. How is the word "in" translated in other parts of Scripture? Mark 14:14, Luke 22:11. Somebody look those up for me, because we have to see how it's translated. And how might this give a different, unique, not sin, but spin on what happened on the day Jesus was born? Okay. How is the word translated in Mark 14:14? How is the word translated in Luke 22:11? What? Yes, only it's also the word in front. What translation do you have? There's not a word in front of house?
Is it guest room?
The guest room. The guest room. What did Jesus want them to do with the guest room? Have the Passover. So we know this guest room as the upper room, right? So in can be translated what? Upper room or guest room? Okay, now how does this give a different, unique spin on what happened the day Jesus was born, when we don't have Mary coming into Jerusalem riding on a donkey because she's 10 months pregnant? Right? She may have just walked into Bethlehem with her son, with her husband Joseph, 1 month pregnant. Because then it says, and while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. Doesn't say how long they stayed there. Let's say they stayed there 8 months before Jesus was born. Could Mary have walked from Nazareth to Bethlehem? Sure, she could have. She didn't need a donkey to help her. They get there, and there's no room in the what? Not the Holiday Inn, but the guest room. The guest room? The upper room? What happened? Well, perhaps Mary had some relatives living in Bethlehem Mary and Joseph come to Bethlehem. They stay in this guest room, this upper room. Jesus is born, and there's no room for whom? Jesus in this guest room. So what do they have to do? They have to lay him in a manger because there's no room for him in the inn, in the upper room. Now, there's room for Mary and Joseph. That's where they were staying the whole time. But there's no room for Jesus. Now, why wasn't there any room for Jesus? So that the shepherds would know which baby born in Bethlehem was the Savior. He was wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Now, that's how I think Jesus was born. You can have your opinion because I'm reading a lot between the lines here, but I am translating the word in the way it's translated in other places. It was just a room. It wasn't a crowd. It wasn't that everybody was there fumbling, bumbling, and the innkeeper had no place to put them, so he put them in a stable, and Jesus happened to be born and put in a manger. I don't think that's what happened. I think that Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem, stayed there for a while. Joseph paid his taxes as he was supposed to. They stayed there. Mary had Jesus. They laid him in a manger, and the shepherds came and worshipped him. And then they went to Jerusalem because Mary had to offer the sacrifices, returned to Bethlehem where Jesus grew up. The wise men came and visited. Said, hey, you better get out of here because Herod's seeking to kill the baby. They went to Egypt, came back, and instead of settling in Galilee where Archelaus was reigning, they went to Nazareth because Jesus would be called a Nazarene. That's how I see it. And we're about 3 minutes past time, so I'm not going to take any of y'all's. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes, he did. All right. So allow me to close this in prayer. And y'all have nothing to say because it's 3 minutes after. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you have given us truth and that we can rest in that truth and know that you are the King of glory. That your son is the King of the Jews and that we worship him because he is the King of all the nations. And we rejoice that one day he shall return and he shall establish his kingdom on the earth. And we look forward to that day and ask, even so, Lord Jesus, come quickly. Amen.